This is Jeff on the WalkingCross.com podcast. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I'd like to talk about a few things I think that will be beneficial to your Christian walk. You know, the WalkingCross.com, you can go directly to the website, you can listen to podcasts, you can hear different podcasts, and you also get notes on the podcast. So I'd like to talk to you again about three things, three or four. And I like to bring these out where it'll be beneficial to your day. With that said, I recently got to hear my brother in Christ talk about distractions. You know, so many times we have distractions in our life. And he talked about the closer you get to the mountain, the more distractions you get. Well, it's true. And we have a lot of things that will distract us from the main goal. So the closer you get to the goal, a lot of times the more distractions show up. So I want to talk about just a minute, if something doesn't matter, why waste your time with it? You know, there's a lot of things that just take us off course. It's time to make the main thing, and not get sidetracked with little things that really don't matter. I mean, sometimes we'll have something that we have to take care of, but a lot of times we allow emotions, you know, that let's say a situation happens where you got somebody that is giving you conflict. There's all kinds of trouble all the time. You know, we get to worrying about that and we lose focus on the important things that we're working on. You know, whether that just be goals in your life or it seems like there's so much to weigh us down now. So I'd like to just remind you for a moment that it's not about fighting all the time with the little things that just pop up. Sometimes we just have to redirect our focus and keep our focus on what's important. Make the main things the main things. And when those little things pop up, we just take care of what we need to take care of and we get back to what we're needing to be doing. So we need to value our time more, not just let the time wasters, you know, cause us so much trouble. What I mean by time wasters is when we get into things that are petty, things that really don't matter, you know, in life. We need to get back to the things that do matter. Sometimes you have to deal with things, but you don't have to live there. Sometimes things look important when they're really not. We have to get to a point where we value our time and know what's important and know what's a waste of time. They're time wasters. And there are things to worry about. When you see yourself worrying about something that you can't do anything about, redirect yourself to focus on something that you can do something about right now. And that's a mouthful, but petty distractions waste our time. We often settle for something that is okay when we could have something amazing. You know, if we just tried a little harder, we worked a little harder, we got up a little earlier, we done something different. You know, we strive for a goal to reach rather than just the average thing that we're reaching for every day. Sometimes we're reaching just to make it through the day. Well, what if you had a goal for your day? What if you had a mission statement for your day? This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm charged up to do today. And you may say, well, I just ain't got that kind of energy. Well, maybe you can get that kind of dream. Maybe you can get that kind of vision. Because when you get that kind of vision about what you're going to accomplish, you're going to have to go through your day anyway. So why not set those expectations high? So when you get to a point where you start thinking about it, and then it's like, oh, I can wake up and I can do this and I can do that. And you start getting energy and then momentum from it. Sounds kind of ridiculous if you say it, but when you start doing those things, it starts making sense. So we often settle for something that's okay when we could have something amazing. What is that to you? What is that in your life? What is something that could be amazing in your life right now if you pushed a little further, you focused a little harder? What's those things that you want to do? You get to go through this life one time. One time's all you get. You know, I've heard it said, if you live it right, one time's enough. So what is it for you that you could push a little harder and you could do the thing that was amazing? You know, my brother talked about this and in the message, but there's a lot of great points. Some of this stuff I may be adding to, but I like to take great points, put them together with my own thoughts, and give you guys little pearls of wisdom. At least I hope that's what they are for you. You know, I think there's so much negative in the world that we need a little positive. And that's one of the reasons that I like doing this podcast, because it gives you a little bit of something. It gives you a little something that can make your day brighter, that you can think about and you can work towards. What are the things that you could do that matter? So, I mean, don't just go through life, and just go from one thing to the next. Think about the things you want to accomplish in your day. You know, there's things that interfere with us, with what we do. We get knocked off track sometimes. Sometimes we have to refocus and say, okay, what was I trying to do before this come at me? We need to keep our eyes on the prize every day. What's your mission statement for your day? You may say, well, you don't have a mission statement. I'm just going to go into work. I'm just going to do what I need to do, and I'm going to go home, and I'm going to be tired, and I'm going to wake up and do the same thing again. Well, sometimes we have to work while we wait for something else. You may be wanting something different in your life. Maybe you're saving for something. Maybe you're trying to get another job, or maybe you're just moving to another state. It could be a lots of different things for you. But whatever it is, you have to work while you wait. That's just part of it. If you're just the average American, we have to work hard. We have to work hard to get out of debt. We have to work hard to make it. Well, if you're going to work hard anyway, why not make it a mission statement day where you say, you know what? Yeah, I've got to do this from 9 to 5 or 7 to 4:30 or whatever your hours are. But I'm going to make the best of it. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a plan. I'm going to get this done. I'm going to get this done. It might not be something you want to do, but you're there anyway. Make the best and be faithful with the day that you have. You know, I think that is such a huge thing in this life, is being faithful with what God has given us. We often think it's the big things. Oh, we got to accomplish big things. But it's the little things that he's asked you to do. So what do you mean? He says there will be a lot that were first that will be last, and last that will be first. So he's talking about, I think, doing things the right way, being faithful with what he's told you to do right now. You know, if you gain the whole world and you lose your soul, you know, you don't have anything. Be faithful with God and be faithful with the mission that he's given you. I ain't saying that if you make mistakes that he won't forgive you in that. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is we got to go through this life anyway. Let's just make it a mission statement day. So, hey, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to knock this out. I'm going to accomplish these things. I'm going to try to have a great day. Make you a mission of what you want to accomplish in your day. You know, I hope this helps you guys. This is one of the things that I wanted to talk about today, was having a mission. Wake up and start thinking about the things that you can do. You know, I recently, actually it hasn't been so recent now, but I heard this, let me say, a long time ago. It said, write down your goals and put them in a place that you can see them morning and night and read them. You know, I don't do that per se, but it's one of those things where I have wrote down my goals, you know, and that may be something that's for you. Maybe just reading them every once in a while. Maybe it's not every day for you, but maybe it's just reading your goals that you want to do every week. Don't have to be every day. Now, some people, like I said, that saying, you know, that come from a book, and I'm not saying that it's wrong, but what I am saying is, maybe you need to write down your goals and start thinking about toward those things. But at the very least, write you a mission statement for the day and start realizing that you can accomplish more in your day, and you'll have more energy when you do that. But just to recap for a minute, the closer you get to your goals, the more distractions show up. Start refocusing on what's important. Don't let the time wasters, the petty distractions, and those type of things knock you off of what you're trying to do. What is something that could be amazing in your life if you put a little extra time to it? You focused a little harder. You know, what are the things that you could do that matter? Things interfere with what we're doing in our life. What are the things that you need to be the main focuses that you need to be focused on in your life? Guys, I hope you've got something from this today, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.